This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A U.S. congressional committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol held its first public hearing Thursday night. In a video montage played at a House hearing, Capitol rioters described being summoned to the nation's capital by Donald Trump.
Trump asked us to come.
He personally asked for us to come to D.C. that day. And I thought, for everything he's done for us, if this is the only thing he's going to ask of me, I'll do it.
We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
The televised hearings will run through the rest of the month and later in the summer, following a wide-ranging investigation into the attack by supporters of former President Trump. Members of the committee have promised to share new information about the unprecedented assault with the public and preview the future hearings. Witnesses will testify before the committee about the planning of the insurrection, Trump's role in promoting the mayhem, how he tried to thwart election results to claim another four-year term, and what he was doing at the White House during the rampage that was televised across the globe. The next public hearing is set for Monday. A Republican candidate for governor in the state of Michigan has been charged with misdemeanors for his role in the 2021 post-election riot at the Capitol, further complicating an already messy Republican primary. Ryan Kelly is an ardent defender of former President Trump, who led protests against pandemic restrictions imposed by the Democratic governor in the state. The 40-year-old was charged Thursday and awaits a hearing in federal court in Grand Rapids. There was no immediate comment from Kelly's campaign. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. By a remote, this is VOA News. The House approves a red flag gun bill that's unlikely to pass in the Senate. We get more on that story from the AP's Mike Gracia.
The House approved a red flag bill Thursday that would allow a judge to issue a temporary order to remove and store firearms from people at extreme risk of harming themselves or others. But on the House floor, Republicans mounted stiff opposition.
This affront on the Second Amendment is, in fact, ridiculous.
There are more people killed in the United States by hands and knives than rifles.
Democrats were just as determined.
This is the side of doing absolutely nothing but casting aspersions and challenging what is right.
The vote followed Wednesday night's passage of a gun control bill that would raise the age limit for purchasing a semi-automatic rifle and prohibit sales of ammunition magazines with capacities of more than 15 rounds. Neither bill is expected to pass in the Senate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Thailand's decision to allow the cultivation and possession of marijuana has come into effect as people around the country celebrate. We get more on that story from the AP's Karen Chalmers.
Cheers erupt as the first customer at the Highland Cafe enters the shop on the day that marijuana has officially become legal. Ritipong Bakchul told the AP he's proud to be the first customer to now be able to buy cannabis at the cafe. I can say it out loud that I'm a cannabis smoker. I don't need to hide it, like in the past when it was branded an illegal drug. Thailand has become the first nation in Asia to decriminalize the drug for medical and industrial use. In fact, Thailand's public health minister plans to distribute 1 million marijuana seedlings. We should know how to use cannabis. If we have the right awareness, cannabis is like gold, something valuable and should be promoted. However, tourists should proceed cautiously, as smoking in public could still be considered a nuisance, subject to a potential 3-month jail sentence and $780 fine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Nigerian authorities suspect the insurgent group Islamic State West Africa Province carried out a massacre in a Catholic church on Sunday in which 40 people were killed. The Interior Ministry security agent said security agencies are on their trail and they will bring them to justice. The state governor said 127 people have been affected by the attack in the church, of whom 40 had died, 61 were still in the hospital, and 26 have been discharged. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.
Only the